conversation.
So we're here with Jordan Brown, senior midfielder.
Now please be joined by assistant head coach for the Bobcats, Cat Osman. We are now joined by Colby Targan,
Courtney Coroy,
Bryce Gunner,
David Mayo,
and Money Gang.
This is Paul Goldschmidt. You're listening to Bobcat Radio on KTSW San Marcos.
All right, everybody. Welcome to the Monday edition of Bobcat Radio. I'm going to be your host today, Trevor Sarton, along with Miracle Robinson, and the producer today is going to be Caleb Brian Davis, as well as throughout the rest of the semester. So today we have a bit of a different show, as there wasn't a Bobcat football game this Saturday, so we're not going to have anything to recap as far as football goes, but as a result, we're going to get a little more soccer, volleyball, some San Marcos football for you, and then we'll get to some national stuff later on in the show, because there's some Texas teams that are doing some big stuff nationally as far as baseball. I mean, maybe two Texas teams got it are pretty important right now in baseball. I don't know when the last time that happened is, as far as the MLB is concerned. And then, unfortunately, we will get to some NFL stuff. Unfortunately, probably for most everybody around here, the Cowboys did end up losing last night. We'll get to that later on. I know Miracle has
a different
opinion on that, but we'll definitely get to that later on in the show. Before we get started, guys, how was y'all's weekend?
Mine was pretty good. I got to sit around and watch some football, which I rarely get to do anymore. So I really can't complain about that.
Yeah, mine is great. It is the first time that, you know, baseball, the season has ended with every single game at the same time. And it was great for me because I could just change channels, you know, and watch everything at the same time. And, of course, you guys know I'm a huge NASCAR fan. And, of course, Dale Jr. is moving on to the next round.
He's a Redskins fan, so he's okay with me. He's just fine in my book.
Miracle is supporting Dale. That's who you said,
absolutely,
Dale, right?
Yeah, Dale Earnhardt
Jr. Yeah. Caleb asked me earlier if I watched the NASCAR race yesterday, and I tried to lie to him and tell him I did, but he knew I was lying. So, but before we get started, also, don't forget that you can always tweet us at KTSW Sports using the hashtag Bobcat Radio, as well as calling in at 512-245-FIRE. That's 512-245-FIRE. And then call on the breaks if you're going to call in so we can answer you and get your response back on the show. But without further ado, let's get started with the show. Right here in the first segment, we're just going to kind of recap and hit on a few things that happened over the weekend before we get into the real meat of the stuff. So as far as volleyball is concerned, Miracle, this is your right up your alley.
Absolutely.
Always say that to you, but I don't know, I just love how much you love volleyball. The Bobcats got a big win last Thursday over Little Rock here at home. They won in 3-1 over Little Rock, and that was actually a historic victory because that was the first time in, I think, 26 games Little Rock has been beaten in conference play, which was a national record for consecutive conference games won. So the Bobcats ended that streak here at Strand Coliseum on Thursday, and then they ended up winning on Saturday. They played Georgia Southern, and they ended up sweeping Georgia Southern 3-0. And now they have one more game on their homestand, which is this Tuesday against UTA. And Miracle, real quick, what are your just initial thoughts from the volleyball team over the past week?
The volleyball team has played extremely, extremely well. The thing that shocked me the most was how strong they came out against Little Rock. You didn't expect to see that type of tenacity from the team because they knew coming in that they were the underdogs. Anytime they play Little Rock, they know they're the underdogs, but in this game, they never played like the underdogs. And I think that's something that Coach Chisholm has been trying to preach all season, that you are the better team. You can go out and beat these teams. So for them to actually go ahead and get that win against Little Rock and only giving up that second set, you know, I thought that was just tremendous on their part.
Yeah, and I definitely agree. Like I said, they do play Tuesday at home against UTA, and we are going to have, when we break it down later on in the show, we're going to have an interview, a pre-recorded interview that already happened after Saturday's win over Georgia Southern. We have Coach Chisholm, as well as, I blanked on her name earlier, Caleb, help me out. Morgan Lewis, there we go. Morgan Lewis. So we're going to have a we're going to play that for you later. Also, another thing that I failed to mention is we're going to have a call-in guest in Kyle Spencer. He's going to call in and talk to us about some San Marcos Rattler football later on in the show. So if you are a big San Marcos Rattler football fan, we have a big part that we're going to talk about later. So definitely stick around for that. Going back to Texas State stuff, for the soccer team, unfortunately, they had a 7-game winning streak come to an end on Sunday morning in Boone, North Carolina. They ended up losing to Appalachian State 5-0. And that one just kind of hurts your heart to say, because the soccer team was really rolling, and they headed in a week later after a win over Arkansas State at home. They ended up losing to Appalachian State 0-5, so not really, I mean, they had to lose at some point, right? But really not the outcome you were hoping for if you're a Bobcat fan, as they kind of, I don't know what the term I'm looking for is, but they really didn't come out with the firepower that they had been playing with, as they had won 7 games in a row. So now their record's at 8-3, 5-2 at home, 3-1 away. And like we talked about last week on the show, Miracle, they have, right now, they still have 4 more games on the road. It's going to be almost another month until they come back here into San Marcos. So I know they were looking good on the road before this point, but right now they have 4 more games on the road. So we'll see what that team is capable of doing and see if they can turn it around after that quick loss. And then after this, we're coming up on a break in just a little bit, but after that, I want to tell you that we're going to talk about the ULL game, which is next Saturday in Lafayette, Louisiana. So that's going to be, that's the next Bobcats game. So we're definitely going to break down that and see just where the program is at right now, because I think a lot of people are starting to lose hope, but I don't think that's really necessary right now. So we're going to get to a lot more of that later on in the show, Caleb.
We are going to instill hope back into the Bobcat Nation.
Everybody listen up.
It's been gone.
It's a PSA. we're going to have a PSA here on Bobcat Radio about the football team. So be sure to stick around after the break. We're going to talk about that. And we are coming up on our first break right now. But before we go on it, I'm going to tell you about a syndicated show called Jazz Inspired. It's Sundays at 7 a.m. It's world-renowned jazz pianist Judy Carmichael, as she explores creativity and inspiration. There's also weekly guests that come onto the show, and it's celebrated artists share their stories and discuss their creative process. So if you are interested in jazz, definitely tune in 7 a.m. right here to KTSW. We'll be back with more Bobcat Radio after this.
The City of San Marcos is implementing Stage 2 drought restrictions effective August 23rd in response to rapidly dropping aquifer levels. Stage 2 drought rules